Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. At this time every week, we connect with Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Is this mic on? Something weird's happening over here. Say hello one more time.
Good morning. How are you this time?
It's not on. Uh-oh. Then we try the other one, maybe? Yeah, let's see how that works. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you?
Put mic 4 on.
One more.
Go ahead, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you?
There we go. All right. Fantastic.
They gave me a bum mic. Just
a little,
so you
a little
know.
Engineering on the fly.
Can I make a citizen's arrest?
No. I tried to go to this mic in the first place. She's,
yeah,
no,
that
no,
mic is better
one.
Anyway. I like that one. All right. That sounds great.
Citizen's arrest.
So we've had some interesting things happen. This morning, you guys had to set up a perimeter around somebody tried to attack somebody with a knife or something?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with our dispatchers because I was getting calls about the area. And apparently some dude attacked another dude, allegedly, with a box cutter and then fled the scene. And
where was this at?
Around 98 and Dog Track in
okay.
that area on
All
the
right.
west side. And so our deputy set up a perimeter, tried to get the canines out there, ended up catching the guy. So he is under arrest, and we're still trying to gather the details. But all I can tell you now is that he is alleged to have attacked another with a box cutter.
Okay. I mean, when you arrested him, did he have blood on him? Was he knife out running around? Any evidence that, or was he just a guy who had a box cutter?
No. Well, I mean, we were given a description of the guy.
Right.
We were told to follow that guy.
Okay.
And we did. And
now you got him. Okay. You've had a... Well, yesterday you had an interesting incident on Davis Highway, just north of I-10, right there in front of like the Denny's and the gas station, all that. Somebody was doing something they shouldn't do in the median.
Yeah, you know, I was heading home, minding my own business, and I'm listening to the radio, and I'm hearing this guy is supposed to be in the back of a yard and then driving around, I think, Atwood and then toward the interstate. I'm thinking, crap. this is rush hour right here
yeah.
at 29. I mean at Interstate 10 and 110.
Yeah,
and then getting off, I hear this guy's walking around. Then we get calls of people that saying that this guy is in a roadway off on Davis Highway waving a gun at traffic. So,
oh, neat.
Again, crap.
Yeah,
you know. So I head that way, and obviously our deputies, our marked units get there a lot quicker than I do. When we our deputies got there, because I was pretty close and got the rundown immediately afterwards. When our deputies got there, the guy did have a gun in his hand. He immediately dropped it when we had guns in our hand.
Good.
And then he was taken into custody. He's probably going to be evaluated
okay.
you know, for his mental condition. And I think that at the time I left there, they were contemplating the reckless display of a firearm.
Okay.
You can't do that whether you have a mental condition or not. But he was suffering from some sort of... from something.
Yeah.
As I saw him sitting in the car.
But pretty concerning to see somebody waving a gun around in the middle of rush hour traffic on Davis Highway in the median. I can see why people would be bothered by that.
All of those are bad. All of those things are bad. You know, the rush hour traffic, the fact that an individual had a gun and waving it at the traffic, like you said, it makes it even worse. So now we have what's normally backed up even further. And now you have all these emergency vehicles. Mine included,
mm-hmm.
trying to get there as quick as we can because, you know, we're hearing these reports from passerbys
right.
Talking about a guy with a gun. That's,
and you don't want to get, I mean, you know, you don't want him to shoot and you also don't want somebody to shoot him. I mean, you know, we have a lot of people have guns and it's you kind of have this heightened alert with all of the panhandlers around that behave in ways that are not always the best. And, you know, I'm glad nobody got hurt, obviously.
Well, I do, again, it's our agency and I'm very proud of the sheriff's office. I need to give a shout out to the deputies that responded. You know, to think about, you know, trying to use your license siren, sometimes it's quickly you can get to an incident, but many times, the traffic's just so backed up, we have to find our own way.
Right.
And then when you have an individual with a gun, we're trying to get there even faster. But, there were no traffic accidents that I'm aware of, and our deputies got there really quickly and took care of the situation.
And in the video, it looked like, did you stop traffic in both directions? It looked pretty clear at the moment they were approaching him.
Well, the first initial deputy got there, parked his car where he needed to, which
okay.
is probably the first place he could stop it.
Yeah.
And then once he was in custody, most of the deputies were able to put their vehicles in that raised median right in the middle, that concrete median.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there in front of Denny's.
Yep.
In fact, that's where I parked my car at, so that traffic could go north and south. So the problem is that once you initially get some people, complaining and some people stopping, it's that accordion effect where everyone behind them is waiting to get,
So even if you're not impeding or stopping traffic, the looky-loo effect, right?
Right,
especially when there's busy traffic.
Well, and I think people understand. We were there for a very important reason.
Yeah.
And you know, the road, the people, the motorist, actually did a really good job of you know, understanding. No one was honking their horn and giving us finger gestures or anything like that.
Which is
not that I saw.
That's a win, you know. That's a win.
A
nobody got hurt. You did your job. A man got arrested, and nobody had to see any additional appendages. We're talking with Sheriff Chip Simmons about all the things that have happened lately here in the county. We also had, I guess it was a threat on Pine Forest High, but turned out to be nothing. Is that right?
Yeah, apparently our dispatcher, or the 911 dispatcher, gets a call, and in the background they can hear a gun threat at some sort of a gun threat at Pine Forest High School. So clearly we're working with the school district, obviously Pine Forest High School administration, and shut down the school, lock it down, and then we get as many deputies as we can out there to make sure that this is not a viable threat.
Yeah.
Come to find out, a juvenile, a student, claims that he accidentally called 911 while sitting on his phone and then hung up. And then what happens when you call 911, they will call you back to see if there's an emergency.
Right.
And when they do that, they were, I guess, clowning around and making comments that they should not have made about a, you know, potential school threat.
Okay.
That's allegedly how that took place. So the
like into the phone he answered, or
they put on speakerphone. I understand.
Okay.
And he's talking to some other kids. And
I see.
One of them makes that comment.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I'm glad it was nothing. That's good.
But we have to take them seriously.
Right, absolutely.
We're not going to ignore something. God, it can't be true. We want to make sure that that's not true before we
You never on. Want to be the agency that after the fact says, well, we didn't think it was a danger.
We think everything's a danger.
I know. Exactly. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
A little bit slow on 98. This is 98 westbound, right before you hit Avalon, of course, near Gulf Breeze. And a couple other accidents you want to watch out for. Highway 182 in Shamukla, right near the elementary school, showing an accident, but road open. Kingsfield and Natalie's Way has been completely cleared. 10 Mile on Chemstrand, showing an accident. And a little bit slow, of course, as usual in that area. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. We had a shooting, I guess, into a car or in a car, something outside of DeLuna Lanes over the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, we got a call, I guess it was early Saturday morning, about 1 o'clock in the morning, that a 17-year-old male had reported to have gotten shot in the parking lot of DeLuna Lanes on 9 Mile Road. Their story is that they're bowling, and the guys next to them, they're in an argument. They're also bowling in a different lane at 1 o'clock in the morning at the bowling alley. And then when they come outside, there's an argument of some sort in the parking lot, and he gets in his car, and then someone shoots into the car and hits him, in the arm and then in the side. They drive to Target where they call an ambulance to take them to the hospital. So we're investigating that. We're trying to figure out, you know, how much of the story is accurate in the midst of all the chaos.
Okay. All right. And they don't have cameras outside the lanes?
They do.
Okay.
They do.
Good.
Yeah, we're looking at the cameras that we see. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We also had another incident shooting on Winton Avenue. Is Winston or Winton anyway?
Winton.
Winton Avenue on Sunday morning?
Yeah. A male suspect went to a residence. He got into an argument with a couple who lived at that home, and shot the male victim. That's all we got right now. Again, non-life-threatening injuries, but we're trying to figure out if charges are warranted, and we are actively investigating that.
All right. We also, I guess, you found somebody had a bunch of lawn equipment that he had stolen. Is that right?
Yeah, our deputies have been investigating several burglaries and thefts where people would steal this very expensive steel lawn equipment. I don't have any. It's a little higher price for me. But they've been stealing them. So our investigators did some surveillance, and we developed a suspect. That suspect's name is Rashad Ramon Stafford. He's 28 years old. And then we put a picture on our Facebook page of $10,000 worth of at least – of lawn equipment, high dollar type, you know, weed eaters and edgers and all this sort of stuff. And we're still investigating it. We think he's responsible for, he's very well may could very well could be responsible for more.
Sure.
And we are investigating it, and we located this stuff in two different houses. So he was stealing it, and then he was hiding it in two different houses, and that's why we did the surveillance. And again, our guys did a good job of finding and recovering and hopefully returning this all this equipment.
Do thieves like this typically, are they going to like a pawn shop to sell? Are they selling on Facebook Marketplace? Like, how do they offload? Because something like that is, you know, if you've got a gun or you've got cash, obviously those are fairly easy to, you know, to get rid of or whatever. But I don't think of, you know, lawnmowers and weed eaters and as being like the easiest, most liquid assets to get rid of.
Well, I think it's the market is pretty good for the lawn equipment.
Okay.
So what I think what they're doing is either trading it for drugs, or they're giving it to another person, trading it to another person for $50, and that person will go and pawn it for $100. You know, that kind of stuff.
It'll, okay.
We don't know exactly what he was going to do with all of it, but in past experience, we noticed that they do pawn some of it, they trade the majority of it, because I find it hard to believe that they're using it.
Right.
I mean, these are people who are stealing from hardworking people.
Out there stealing the lawn equipment so that they can do their lawn business better. So
I'm not buying it.
It's not likely.
Lazy. They're not working for money. They're stealing hardworking people's equipment.
Absolutely. Saw the story about you putting the nuisance abatement module, the spy camera car that's not a spy camera because it's all out in the open. Hey, we're here. We're looking. We're recording, right?
Yeah, we have a strategy for, you know, we've talked a lot about partnering with federal authorities, trying to get the people that are bringing in large amounts of drugs to Escambia County, poisoning our community.
Mm-hmm.
We have a strategy for the street level drug dealers, but there are people that are just a nuisance to their neighborhood. They were always going there. And when we looked at this particular address, they had over 70 calls in a 3-month period. That is a drain on resources.
Right.
And it's certainly a trouble for the particular neighborhood. Well, we had about 2 or 3 vans that we were going to auction off because they're like 250,000 miles. We no longer can use them. We can't trust them. And so I said, why don't we put cameras on these things? And the cameras are real. And let's just put them in the neighborhood, park them legally and on the roadway right in front of this nuisance house. And to tell them this is what it's going to get
so
you right here.
I love this idea.
And it's, again, you can see the cameras. We put in bright red letters. This is a surveillance platform, sheriff's office. And we put the first one out on an address on V Street. The resident wasn't happy with us, and that breaks my heart,
aww,
as you can imagine. And then we've got other people calling us up, hey, bring us to this neighborhood.
I was going to say, you should be able to hire it like a birthday party, because I will pay.
Well, I mean,
I don't even have a place in mind yet.
We had 73 calls in 3 months, and as long as our surveillance platform was there, we didn't have any calls.
Isn't that interesting?
Because I guess people want to do drugs or buy drugs or sell drugs. Those individuals don't want to be on camera because the cameras do work.
Does your surveillance camera include license plates from all the people who made U-turns in the vicinity?
Well, we can see all that stuff. We can see it real time. We can see it after the fact. But this is just the first van. We want
to
get it out.
Too bad we can't stay.
I'm probably going to put some more signage on that van, again, just in case anyone. Because we do have video of people looking in and trying to figure out what's going on with it.
I want a sign that says, if you can see this van, we have you on video.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Don't be a bad guy.
Yeah.
And you won't worry about that. Now,
I love it.
We're not going to leave it there forever. We're not going to. But we think that if we can prove a point that look, we can't have a deputy sitting right here in your driveway all the time.
Right.
But I can park this car here and see what you're doing. You know, and someone asked me, oh, what about the privacy issues? Well, we have the same freedoms that anyone driving.
It's a public space. There's no right. There's no entitlement to privacy in a public space.
Our cameras can't see anything more than what you can see as you drive by.
That's right.
You know, or walk by. And so we want to make sure that that we do that. We do park in a legal area.
Now, did I hear
you? This is one van. We're going to have probably one or two more vans like this.
Now, okay. So I thought I heard you say this was like your idea. So this is like a first of its kind. That
No. I know that other agencies do something similar to this. And
I thought maybe this was another like Chip Simmons original, so many of them have been. So
there are some others, but this one is, I borrowed this from the idea itself. Now ours looks different than others. Is our platform is a little bit different than some. You know, in the past we have put our older marked cars in certain locations,
mm-hmm.
and so and, you know, to as a deterrent.
Sure.
And this is like taking it a step forward.
No, I think the typical way you think about it is surveillance vans are supposed to be secretive, and this is the opposite because the effect is not so much to catch, but to deter. Right. And it's doing it. So that's
I obviously wouldn't talk about the ones that are secret.
Right. I would. Sources and methods. All right. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time. And we're looking forward to the kickball game coming up October 21st, I think it is. We're out of time to talk about it.
Pay attention. We're going to start announcing who the teams are and some more special news about that event.
Looking forward to that. Thank you, as always, for the time and what you do to make the community safer, man. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.